there's a look.
Don't tell me. You've died and come back as a bat with a perm.
This Hindu yoga position increases blood flow to the brain, thus maximizing concentration and cognitive performance. It's also quite a rush.
I am so nervous.
You. My palms are sweating so much I can't read the answers I wrote on them.
I'm sensing an acute case of performance anxiety. No doubt brought on by a complete lack of preparation.
Minkus, you can get all the A's you want. It's still not going to make you popular.
That's right. I can just hear you 10 years from now. People. How many times do I have to tell you? If you save your receipts, you won't have to worry about an audit.
And I can hear you 10 years from now. Your Honor, dude, I like to plea bargain.
Peak master.
Recidivist.
Good morning, class. I'm Miss Chase, your substitute teacher. Mr. Feeney will not be in today. He is taken ill.
Taken ill or faken ill? I mean, the guy's never missed a day.
Maybe he heard about the school board's great deal on sick leave.
I'm afraid I don't have access to Mr. Feeney's lesson plan. Can somebody please fill me in on what you were going to do today?
Oh, Miss Chase, today we're supposed to take a geography.
A break from geography.
And do nothing but think about our lives and write a poem about it.
A short poem.
Two, maybe three lines tops.
And it doesn't even have to rhyme.
Is this true?
Yep.
Great. My major at the University of Pennsylvania was poetry. Epic poetry. In fact, my dissertation was on Beowulf, an 8th century poem written in 3,200 lines of Old English. Let's see if we can knock out the first 1,600 lines before lunch, shall we?